This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 7:44. The Philadelphia Orchestra is tuning up for a new season that explores the Philadelphia sound. This week, the fabulous Philadelphians set the tone with Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 4. I spoke with music director Yannick Nézet-Séguin about the new season just days after he appeared with the orchestra on the Parkway to perform for Pope Francis during the Papal Mass. We spoke with one another at the Kimmel. The orchestra did a phenomenal job during the Papal Mass in Philadelphia. What are your thoughts a few days after?
Basically, it's such an honor to have been part of these celebrations. His smile and his eye contact with me and even his thumbs up after we finished was just something so special that we will remember forever.
And I heard from those who were watching you that, you know, just the look on your face said everything. What were your feelings, your personal feelings?
I'm a Catholic, so of course it has special resonance for me. Also because music came in my life as an extension of spirituality. I was very, very religious. I even wanted to become the Pope when I was a child. And then I started to sing in the church choir, which was the cathedral choir. I was conducting here in Philadelphia a diocese choir. So I could see almost full circle how sacred music is a way of peace, of reflection, of beauty. And also, this is the music we have when we all still want to feel together.
It's an exciting week and it is an exciting season. You have a new recording with the orchestra, Rachmaninoff. It features the orchestra and pianist Daniil Trifonov. So you have new merch for your fans.
That's true. This is the second installment in our relationship with Deutsche Grammophon, which is the most prestigious label in the world. The first recording was about Stokowski transcriptions and Rite of Spring, Stravinsky. And now this is really the core of it, Rachmaninoff and the Paganini variations. But we found in Daniil someone who, in a way, is maybe as close as there is now to Rachmaninoff himself. He is a Russian and immigrated in the States to study, and he's such a poet, which Rachmaninoff was, consummate pianist, technician, but more importantly, is such a poet. And Daniil is not even 25 now, and he's, I think, just an ultimate genius. And to have him on a recording was great because this is the first time we met, but now it's such a treat to finally do some subscription concerts together, also with some Rachmaninoff, the fourth piano concerto.
This season, there's so much that underscores the Philadelphia sound. There is a three-week Vienna festival. There are premieres like Hannibal's One Land, One River, One People. Tell me about that celebration.
Hannibal is a unique voice in our musical world because he blends jazz with classical, with church music, and he is someone with a really exceptional spiritual life, and I think that comes through his music.
And guest conductor James Levine returns to Philadelphia after 20 years. There's a two-week tribute to John Williams. The legendary composer will be on the podium. It feels history-making to have him be part of the season, doesn't it?
Here in Philadelphia, we have the opportunity of having what's best in the world, whatever the new talents, new generations are, or the most famous singers and conductors and pianists and violinists. But to have legends also, like Jimmy Levine, like John Williams, is something which I think goes very well with the orchestra, to remember where we come from. And we had ties with these legends, and we want still to keep these legends alive to our audiences now.
You're going to be involved in one of the family concerts this season, and I heard you say that it's important to be present for those kinds of concerts. They are important, as well as the other subscription concerts.
Absolutely. I think a music director today needs to touch everything like the musicians do. So our musicians do some community concerts, and I'm conducting on a regular basis this. They do family concerts because it's important, of course, to get very young, the children fascinated, or also to get them to feel familiar with what we're doing. And I think it's important as a music director to be present everywhere because I believe in it and I love to see children's reaction to what we play anyway.
On this line of thinking, what advice do you have for community orchestras, either musically with their repertoire or organizationally?
everybody in Philadelphia making music should feel as part of the same big family. And these people should be welcome to come to the orchestra if we can inspire something. But I think there's a lot of effort in any music making at any level, whether it's the top professional level or a volunteer level when you don't have so much time to practice because you're busy during the day. But to do music for the love of it is the most important thing.
You have a really harried schedule. How do you decompress and get ready for the next thing?
I think it's important as a musician doing what I do to be well surrounded, you know, with my family, my partner. Also, I feel now after 5 years since I've been named here in Philadelphia, I feel that the musicians and the staff here are my family. So this is very important. And to have a good meal and some good wine after every concert is almost sacred.